seeking the necessities of body, but kashta, great labor. This is meditation. Kashta, ultimate end is sense gratification, which the dogs and hogs also enjoy without any hard labor. And they think that after working very, very hard 24 hours and driving the motor cars in 300 miles speed, this is it. The end is the same. Sex, that's all. With the cats and dogs enjoying the street. And they have made the civilization. Working very hard and enjoying the same. Is it not?
Yes.
What else they are getting?
Well, they say that civilization is more than that. Then, so.
What is that?
Oh, culture for...
culture? Your culture is this same, sex. As soon as there was no light, immediately there was pregnancy. That is the statistic record.
Or the blackout.
New York.
Yes. No business, come on, let's enjoy it. Sex, that's all. This is this. Janama ithana adi griha me iti sukham mitucham must abhava me nebo. Sex, this is civilization.
Say that in the human form of life we can enjoy sex life better than the cats and the dogs.
That is imagination. They enjoy without any restriction. And you have to make so many arrangements. You require a part bed, nice, so many. So what is the better facility? You have to work for it. They have not to work. They get in the street sex life.
And now they're also saying that this is good.
Yes. Yes. They're coming to that point. Hippies are openly they're having sex on the street, on the beach.
We may enjoy while we are here now. If we think about the future, then that means we are taking our mind off the present.
That's all right. But close all this university, school, college.
Well, that's also for enjoyment at present time, because we can get together and have social life.
It is for future, not for present. The child does not want to go to school, but the father forces him to go for future.
That's tangible.
Huh?
It's tangible. You can see that someone gets a university education. Because his dad gets a job, this, that. But Krishna consciousness, you can't see how it's going back to
and
God.
Besides that, why you are keeping money in the bank? Good bank balance.
Because it's giving interest.
Yeah, that means for future. Future may not mean difficulty. Therefore, why insurance? Why the insurance company?
Also, in Krishna consciousness, you can see the result immediately. Become more happy.
No, they say there is no future. Then why you are paying insurance fees? There are so many insurance companies. Consciously or unconsciously.
After I die, my children will carry on for me.
Huh?
After I die, my children
that
will carry on.
That is also future. Your children means future. You and Jaya, why do you care for your children? You and Jaya.
possible for us to take the best of what the material world has to offer, and also take the best of what the spiritual world has to offer simultaneously.
That is also for present benefit. Future, the best intelligence is that just like one is afraid of suffering in old age, future. So there is, that is the ignorance. This future life. So for me, I'm thinking future life to be very comfortable. They want to go to the heavenly planet. They are all apt, very piously, perform yogas. That is all future. The real problem is that we are going to get another body. Of body we shall get. That is it. Body you have to get. Tatha de antara prapti. So, one should be very intelligent. What kind of body I'm going to get?
Why can't we have sense gratification and God also at the same time?
That is Bhagavad Gita, that avriddha kama asmi, sense gratification, which is not against religious principle, that sense gratification I am Krishna saying. We do not stop sense gratification, but we want to regulate sense gratification like a gentleman. Not like hogs and dogs. That is human. Sense gratification like hogs and dogs, not equal. Sense gratification, people are following that. Although they are so degraded, still they have not sanctioned as yet. Openly sense gratification on the street like hogs and dogs. That is regulated. That is still going on. But because the civilization dragging down to animalism, they don't want this restriction. That is the hippies' protest. Why this convention? Let us enjoy like hogs and dogs. That is advanced.
The scientists are helping them do that also. Scientists are helping them to do that.
Yes.
Why should we enjoy sense gratification like gentlemen? Why should a person...
Why do you think? That is already there. Why didn't you have sense gratification on the street?
Well, they're already having. People are already having.
Not having very freely. Not very freely.
Against the law.
Anyway, if I'm always worried about the future, how will anything get done now?
You are not to think of future foolishly. Anyone who is going to school does not mean that he is not taking care of his body. So his school going is future. But still, he's taking care of his body.
Right.
Survival of the fittest. If
I have a lot of sense enjoyment, then that is God's will. Mm.
But nobody is fit to survive. That is the real problem. He is struggling for surviving, but he will not survive. That is nature's law.
Well, they say that within this life...
There is. But these rascals do not know how to survive. If you have got death, then what is your question of survival?
So why not eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow you die?
That's all right. That's animals are also doing. You can do that.
But the animals are happy.
But why do you say survival? The animals do not think of survival.
Well, I didn't mention survival.
They are never worried about survival or death, never.
So the animals are happy.
Yes.
But so human beings are unhappy.
So that's what they're becoming generally, gliding down the animal life.
So isn't that better?
Yes, for you.
If the animals are happy and the human beings are unhappy, why not live like an animal?
So yes, they're coming to that animal life. Then why do you call human civilization?
But if I stop all these activities, then there will be no more pleasure. If I stop all these activities...
And pleasure, you do not know what is pleasure. You rascal. Do not know what is pleasure. Just like the hog. He is also enjoying pleasure by eating stool. See, your pleasure is like that. You eat stool and enjoy life. Your standard of
we can say that because we're above the hogs.
Yeah.
But what do the hogs think?
Hogs think like that.
They think they're
if
enjoying.
If you become hog, you will also think like that.
But let us say, just from our human standpoint, we think
and
we
human standard, if a hog eating stool, you hate it.
We hate it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't hate it.
Because he's hog, you become hog, you will not hate it.
But what if I am a human being? I am enjoying this material life.
No, why do you hate that?
Well, I don't hate what I'm doing now myself.
No, if you are given a plate of stool, would you like to eat?
No.
Then why?
I'm not
why
a
do
hog
you hate? Why do you hate?
Eat the hog. But I am not a hog.
That's what you hate.
I hate it because I'm not a hog.
Yeah.
If I was a hog, I would like it.
Yeah, so become hog.
No, I don't want to become hog.
I will have to hate.
No, I want to stay as a human being and enjoy it.
Then will hate.
But someone else has to hate it, not the person who is actually enjoying it.
So we enjoy it.
Let's say that the hog is all right if I become a hog. So it doesn't matter if I become a hog or a dog, because I may hate that the hog enjoys it while I'm a human being. But when I'm a hog, I like it.
Do that.
It's all right.
Nature will give you the chance. Enjoy it too. Next life, nature will give you a body and enjoy. That is nature's law. If you like this, come on, take it. Ishara sarvabhutana vidyate arjuna tirthati. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. And he sees that this rascal desires like this. Immediately orders to the material nature, giving a body like hog, he wants to enjoy. Brahman sarvabhutani jantrarurani maya. This is all this thing. If you want a hog's body, immediately it is ready. You can get a dog's body, hog's body. Similarly, if you want devotee's body, that will be offered also to you. Jesus Hamang Prabhupada, as you desire, Krishna is ready to give you.
But if the standard is happiness, and the hog is happy, and the devotee is happy, then what is the distinction?
That distinction the hogs and dogs cannot make.
Yeah.
That is for human beings. That is called Maya. That he cannot make any distinction. Both these hands. That is Maya. Maya Mulita. It's like on the street, there it is, signboard, tip to the left. The hogs and dogs cannot make it. But human beings can. That is the distinction between hogs and dogs. Human being is supposed to make distinction. And the hogs and dogs are supposed not to make distinction.
Sign, no dogs allowed.
Huh?
Sign, no dogs allowed is not just the dog.
Someone would say that that example just means that the hog doesn't speak your language. The hog doesn't speak your language. It doesn't mean that he doesn't discriminate. It's just that you
language,
must...
Language, civilized language is not meant for the dogs and hogs.
No, it's just different language.
Not different language. I would say that rules and regulations, books, they are not meant for hogs and dogs. Even their own language, it is said, they will not understand.
Enjoy life, Paramahansas and the great fools. So what's wrong with being a great fool? They're also enjoying.
Yes, there we go. That's nice. Why do you make a great fool? There is no such thing. God.
But then what is the check on fools? What is the check on
fools? No check on fools.
How do we know that the animals don't know all of these great truths?
Mm-hmm.
How do we know that the animals don't know all of these truths?
Because they cannot follow. You call the dogs and hogs, please come here. There will be Gita lecture. They will not come.
We have already had hogs' body.
Nature evolves. That is evolution. They do not know, and nature giving him chance. This is more intelligent, more intelligent. Then he comes to the human form of body. Very good intelligence. And if he does not utilize it, again, he will not get go round. You don't tell, you have got now, by evolution, you have got this human form. You do not utilize it properly, then you bring it again. Again, for millions of years.
Basically, we don't remember being a hog, so what are the harm?
Huh?
We don't remember being a hog.
That is how you speak, that you do not remember. Therefore, you are hog. Because you do not remember, therefore, you are hog. That is the distinction.
Why did God create death in order to stop our enjoyment?
What is that?
Why did God create death?
And therefore, you are under control of God. You understand? You cannot become free. Therefore, death is there, ultimately. You are thinking you are free of the kingdom of God or laws of God. No, you're not free. You die and he'll accept another body according to my decision. That is God. This is a question like, why God man created punishment? Why not enjoy ourselves without punishment? The question like that. That cannot be. That's not possible. That is the proof that there is God.
Death.
Huh?
Death is the proof that there is.
Yeah.
And the other part is that then there is another body.
Yes.
Death and then another
one. Immediate. The third day, 100 grand. That is the tangible proof that there is the real God. And accept another one. That's the proof of government is that you are acting irresponsibly. You must be arrested and be punished.
But they say it is just a proof of nature, not of God.
Yes, nature is instrumental. Just like jail is an instrument. But the proprietor of the jail, conductor of the jail is government. Jail is not acting independently. By the government direction. Similarly, the nature is working by the direction of God. Maya dakshina prakriti surati sachara. Aristotle. The nature is not independent. So, just like the nature is that this lump of matter will lie down here. But if God deserves it, then fly on the sky. That is God's will. Nature is not independent. Then it would have remained here. This is all Ramchandra collected stone, and it was floating. According to law of gravitation, how it can float?
But they say that's just a story.
Mm-hmm.
They say
that. That is nonsense.
The planets are floating.
That is nonsense. How these planets are floating? That is also a story.
How long did the planets float if it was put in the hands of the scientists?
Mm-hmm.
If they were charged with enforcing the law of floating the planets.
Let them do that. See? That was done by Jan Lakhov. He brought down the planet. Krishna again raised him.
Yes, he killed him.
And killed him.
So, in the Gita, Krishna says that this body is a field of enjoyment.
And where it is?
13th chapter.
What does it say? No, he said field of enjoyment. What is this nonsense?
You have changed
creature. Where it is taken?
Krishna
no.
says,
why says he? I do speak like nonsense. This body is for enjoyment.
No, field. Krishna says that the living entity is the enjoyer of the field and the body is the field.
That is another thing.
So the living entity can enjoy his desires in that field according to his past activities.
Enjoyment. He work on his field. Or working, and the farmer is working, that does not mean he is enjoying. He is working. This field is given for working. But this working does not mean that he is enjoying. Because this working on the field is not enjoyment. Therefore, nobody is coming. They are going to the factory. Had it been enjoyment, then they would have come.
Right.
But no, they go to the factory. And they are prepared to purchase from the farmer at any cost to avoid this one. That is the difficulty at the present moment. You are asked that you work here. I don't think you'll agree. It is not enjoyment. Will you take a plow and why? If it is enjoyment, why not?
The work is too hard.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, body is really the example is given, just like this field. Work is this body is not enjoyment. Everyone is suffering with body. So many people, all are suffering. Threefold miseries. That is not enjoyment. It is enjoyment for the fools, that's good.
Use the term no field, use the enjoyer of the field.
He's given to the living entity because he wanted, just like some of you want to be, become hog. So that field of activity is hog's body will give to you. Enjoy. Want it, and Krishna is there within your heart. He understands that you want it. Take it. Yes, sir. Now enjoy. Become hog.
One question, Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. That the planets, they have always been floating. Mm-hmm. But the stones that Lord Ramachandra has put in the ocean, they are still not, where are they? Huh? The stones that Ramachandra put, they are not still floating.
They're floating? That is Ramachandra's desire. He did that Ramchandra knows, they go there.
Comes from the fact that he's thinking he's saving the world. He's out preaching. Your enjoyment is simply subtle sense gratification. They say that our enjoyment is subtle sense gratification. We feel we're saving the world. We get some pleasure from that.
Yeah. If you say sense gratification, senses are there. And senses want satisfaction. But you have to know the proper way of senses. That you have to say. We do not say that make your senses blunt. But you enjoy properly. That is stated. Suppose the bong jina suddheta satya jasmad brahma sukham anantam, you are wanting sense gratification, but it is being checked up on account of your disease condition of life. Therefore, you purify yourself, then you enjoy senses perpetually. This is the Indian. We are not stopping sense gratification. But you are trying to gratify senses in your disease condition. Just like if you are feverish, you cannot enjoy to eat a rasgulla. It will be not tasteful. So cure yourself and enjoy rasgulla. That is our problem.
We are sometimes accused of being very puffed up because We think that we can have a direct relationship with God, that God will speak to us. So we are accused of being very puffed up for thinking that we can have a direct relationship with God.
Well, that is natural for the fools. Because they cannot think of it, that one can talk with God. But God says, Takta dihang punarjanma naiti mameti. After giving up this body, the devotees come to me. Then what will do there? You'll talk or not talk?
There you'll talk.
Yeah, then there is process how to talk with God. But these rascals, they do not know. They think it is all imagination. They do not know.
We are so insignificant. Why should God waste his time talking with us?
Yes, because you are sons. Although you are insignificant, you are God's sons. See, he likes to talk with his sons. Just like a small child, everyone knows that he cannot talk. Still, father tries to make him talking. Danger. Mahaprachatadaya temple is teaching all these fools and rascals how to talk with God. That is all.
Punished by the government by being put into the prison house, and that similarly in this human form of life, if we are irresponsible, then we are punished by God by birth and death. So what about the man who is responsible for his family and executes his duty
well,
in life?
Well, that is cats and dogs are also responsible for the family. What is credit
what,
for?
What actually is responsible?
No, the dog also allows the nipple to be sucked by the cats. That is family maintenance. So what credit you get by family maintenance? Why do you specially claim any benefit by maintenance? That is being done by the cats and dogs. Do you think that the animals do not take care of their children? And if you take, then what is the difference between him and yourself? You are also the cats and dogs. Your main business is to become Krishna conscious. If you forget that, you remain cats and dogs, then you become again cats and dogs. Punar mushika bhava. Again become a mouse. The mouse was given the chance to elevate gradually to a tiger. And when he became tiger, he wanted to devour the central person. And he said, all right, again he become mouse. That is all. You are given the chance of self-realization. If you do not do it, then again become cats and dogs. Maintain your family.
So if